Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us on this Friday afternoon. Our show being brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is the weekend. And also, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Give us a call as we head into the weekend. 1-800-795-9565 and the Lenape Solar Hotline. Go to LenapeSolar.com. And here we go. Couple of questions for you. Number one, I know Ryan Howard comes back tonight. Chase Utley has been back and hasn't done much. I mean, he's been okay, but the team hasn't done much since he came back. And Roy Halladay's back in 2 weeks. The Phillies are 13 out. They're 8.5 back in the wild card. Are they done? 1-800-795-9565. I'd like to know your opinion. Also, are there too many teams in professional sports in each league? Or should there be contraction? Our number 1-800-795-9565. So those are the two items that I put forward to you. 1-800-795-9565. Are the Phillies done in your opinion, or are you going to give them 3 weeks? And are there too many teams in professional sports? Our number 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Again, our hotline is powered by Lenape Solar. Go to LenapeSolar.com. We go to Lewisburg next. Hello, Bob. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on the Steve Jones Show.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm well, Bob. Great to hear from you.
Good. I have a question for you. What do you think of the Blade Runner in the Olympics?
Of the Blade Runner in the Olympics?
Yes.
You know, I was going to ask you about that, too.
I personally feel that, number one, that when it comes to the yachting, they should arm the boats. I think it would be a more exciting American-style competition.
Well, I mean, I'm not too sure. I mean, I grant the man, honestly, he should compete in the Paralympics. I'm not sure he should be competing in the regular Olympics. I don't know.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if he's going to have an unfair advantage or not with that. I have no idea. And also, I mean, what running? I'm not a runner by any means, but I don't know. Is there a possibility of a collision between other runners that somebody could get injured with that himself or another runner included? Possibly. I don't know.
Kevin, how do you feel?
I think the real question here, Bob, is your first question: is it an advantage or a disadvantage? I mean, if there is any kind, and I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know that anybody has officially come up with a stance on whether it's an advantage or disadvantage. I would think, I would think that would be your main question. As far as somebody else getting hurt, I don't know if that's any different. You know, I don't think it would be any different than if, you know, there were to be a fall and a whole bunch of the runners were collected up in it. I don't know if you'd look at it differently there, but I question that myself. Isn't it an advantage to have that or not?
I don't know. I mean, the man's a paraplegic, obviously, and I applaud him 100% for doing his, you know, what he's doing. But I'm not.
Right.
I just don't. You know, it's just a question. That's all. I mean, hey, good for him that he made the Olympics. That's fantastic. But I'm not too sure he shouldn't be just competing in the Paralympics. I don't know.
I think you bring up a good question.
Hey, food for thought. That's all.
I think you bring up a good question. I do.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I'll have a good afternoon.
Hey, Bob, great to hear from you. Our number 1-800-795-9565. The Olympics, by the way, got underway in 3 weeks London.
That's an excellent question, and I don't know that anybody has researched it enough to come up with a decision that, yes, it's an advantage or no, it's not an advantage. I would think that it's not an advantage, although the way those prosthetics are made, it looks like there would be more spring or bounce. I don't know if that's true. That's just
I don't know.
That's just a complete and total just observation and my own thought about it. So, right. Yeah, that's I'd like to see some research on that as well before you would make a stand one way or another, at least as far as right. the Olympic Committee would be concerned.
Sure. Our number 1-800-795-9565 on our Lenape Solar hotline, powered by Lenape Solar at lenapesolar.com. And don't forget, we're being brought to you today by Brewer's Outlet, the Beverage Supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Next stop is Sealands Grove. Next caller is Jeff. Jeff, welcome. It's great to hear from you.
Yes, I've got a couple things. You know, I caught the tail end of the show last night when you guys were talking about changes to baseball.
Yes.
And trying to quicken the game. I don't know. I think we ought to chill out and let the game take its course. And I agree about the looking at the cameras and stuff. Instant replay. But, you know, as far as quickening the game, I think it should take its course. And we all want to chill out and just relax with it. Now, on the blade guy, I think the blade guy just shouldn't compete.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think there's a fair argument for that. I mean, I think that's a very fair argument for that. I think, I think Bob brought up something about being in the Paralympics.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a place for them.
Which I think there's a place, agreed. It's a tough call, but I agree with you, Jeff.
Yeah.
I agree with you. As for baseball, though, Jeff, I do not agree with you on the pace of play. I'm not saying speed it up beyond where it's going at the speed of light.
Yeah.
But they're taking too many liberties now.
Mm-hmm.
All right? There are too many liberties. Look, a guy walking around, there's no need to get out of the batter's box. There's no need. Okay, if you foul a ball off your foot, then there's a need to get out of the batter's box. Okay, but you don't need to walk around and strain the whole thing. Come on, let's go. Get in there and hit. All right? And it's just, and that stuff like that drives me nuts. You know, I did a game the other night, a minor league game, and in minor league baseball, you have to keep one foot in the batter's box. You're not allowed to roam around. Right, the game took 2 hours and 14 minutes, and it was enjoyable.
Well, you know, it's Americana. It's Americana, and you know, it's summer. Mm-hmm. It's time to kick back, relax, and enjoy. Just set your burdens at the door, at the gate. Go in, watch the game, and relax. That's the way that's the way it should be.
Look, I understand the kicking back and relaxing part. And baseball does a lot of that. But when you're looking at a 3 hour and 14, 3.5 hour game in which there more time is wasted than actual action, they've got a problem. Baseball ratings wise down. Okay? Attendance down. Okay? They need to do something to at least knock about 10 to 15 minutes off the game. I mean, you're talking about 3:14 to 3 hours. That 10 to 15 minutes makes a big difference. I mean, it makes a big difference.
I guess it depends on who you are and what you want from the game and what you expect from the game. And I don't know.
I'm a lifelong baseball fan, okay? The Yankees and Red Sox play, all right? I want to tell you right now, Jeff, the Yankees and Red Sox average over 4 hours a game. They average over 4 hours a game. And you look up at the clock, and you're 2:45 in. You're in the sixth inning. You're like, oh, my goodness.
It gives you time to get another hot dog, another soda, talk with the people around you, just get to know people. And like I said, it's Americana.
Well, I think Americana, one of the reasons they're falling behind is that they're behind the times, and they've got to put a little more offense in there, and they have to at least make a conscientious effort not to make it like Speedy Gonzalez out there, but to follow the rules of baseball. What the rule of baseball is? The rule in baseball is that when the pitcher's on the mound, you have 20 seconds. That has been a rule. It's in the book. And if you don't throw a pitch within 20 seconds, it's a ball. And that's a rule. It's a rule. And they don't follow the rules. The umpires don't follow the rules. They don't tell the batter, get back in the box and hit. follow the rules. The batter is a rule that states the batter should not intentionally delay the game. It's in the rule book. Follow the rules of the game.
Okay. Well, the same thing can be said about soccer. Once the keeper gets the ball, he's got 6 seconds to get rid of it.
Right. Exactly.
And I've counted, and, from college on up, and it doesn't happen.
No, and I see the being liberal, but see, guys are taking too many liberties. There's a ball outside. Why do you need to go out and redo your batting glove? Other than the fact that it's a ritual. Get back in the box and hit.
Okay, well, I can see the point of drawing in, the things that extend it a little bit, but, I still feel the game should take its course in its own natural way.
Oh, I think the game takes its course in its own natural way, and what I'm talking about, I'm talking about not making the thing a race. But at the same time, after every pitch, does the batter have to get out, look at the label, regrip, get back in? Look, keep your butt in there and hit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We can agree to disagree.
Okay.
Or, I'm on your side part of the way, and I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's just the way I see the game.
I understand that you love the pace of the game, and I appreciate that.
All right.
Jeff, thank you.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jeff. Good points. Our number 1-800-795-9565. All right. Let's get to the play-by-play of the night. We had three selections to choose from. We start out with the Mets Television Network, Gary Cohen, SNY, New York Mets and Phillies.
Looks for a shallow right. On comes Pence. Coming on. He can't get it. And the Mets win it.
Stop number one was Citi Field. Stop number two, Nationals Park. Bob Carpenter on the Nationals Network as Washington beats San Francisco.
LaRoche, ground ball. They're going to try to turn two, and they're going to send this game into the hands of the Nats with a low throw at first base. Washington wins it, 6-5.
Our next stop, Petco, where Dick Enberg picks up the call on the Padres Television Network.
Cabrera ends the game with that shot way out there. Would have been a ground rule double, and the Padres win it 2-1.
And the Padres have won 7 of the last 10. That was from the Padres Television Network last night. Those are our play-by-play cuts of the day. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Come back with more of your calls in a moment as we continue. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. And also, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Back with more after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Welcome back. Time now for This Date in Sports History. Of course, today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're at the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, and also Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lenape Solar powers our hotline, which has been active in the last half hour, 1-800-795-9565. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. Again, the number 1-800-795-9565. Now, I'm interested to hear, Jeff made some really good points, Jeff in Sealands Grove, about the pace of play. He likes the pace of play in baseball. I feel it needs to be kicked up. We both agree on instant replay. So we agree to disagree. I'd like to find out from fans out there, maybe you agree completely with Jeff and you love the pace of play of baseball. Yeah, so maybe I'm off base on this. And I'd like to hear if you agree with him or not, because I thought he made some compelling points.
I see a new poll question coming up at stevejonesshow.com.
Yeah. Let's see. We start out this date in history, 1933. Baseball's first All-Star game was today. It was held in Chicago. It was a fundraiser for charity put together by Arch Ward, sports writer. The American League beat the National League 4-2, and the first All-Star game home run was hit by none other than Babe Ruth. That was played in Chicago at Comiskey Park. 1957, the incomparable Althea Gibson won Wimbledon, winning the singles tennis title. She was the first African-American athlete to win the event. 1983, the All-Star game goes back to Chicago because it's the 50th anniversary. And when it does, Fred Lynn of the California Angels hits the first grand slam in All-Star game history. The American League beat the National League 13-3. 1985, Martina Navratilova won her fourth consecutive Wimbledon singles title. 1995, in Los Angeles, the prosecution rested its case at the O.J. Simpson trial. In 1996, Steffi Graf won her seventh Wimbledon title. She's also the last woman to win the grand slam. In 2000, a jury awarded NHL player Tony Twist $24 million for unconsented use of his name in the comic book Spawn and the HBO cartoon series. Co-defendant HBO settled with Twist out of court for an undisclosed amount of money. And last but not least, it was just 2 years ago that GM Place in Vancouver was renamed Rogers Arena. That was in 2010. And that is This Date in Sports History. Insert sponsor here. You had some interesting research you did on the Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's been discussed many, many times over the last several years, going back to 2007, where the International Association of Athletic Federations was asked, Pistorius, I believe is how the name's pronounced, although I'm not 100% correct, asked him to go and do a series of tests, and they found that the prosthetic limbs gave him a bouncing motion that required a lower metabolic cost than able-bodied runners, so they banned him from the regular competition. And I don't mean anything by that. It's just the best way to put it. They call it able-bodied competition. Now, he didn't accept that, underwent a series of tests at Rice University to appeal the decision, and the arbitrators ruled that the data showed that he used the same amount of oxygen and fatigue normally over the course of the entire 400-meter race. What's being debated right now is his eligibility for the 4x400. What happened was he was in some individual events in South Africa, and he was unable to make the A level, the qualifying level of 45.3 seconds, and he finished 0.22 seconds under that 400 Olympic qualifying time, so he was not eligible to make the Olympics. But he did have some of the fastest runs in the country over the last year, so they added him to the 4x400 relay.
Right. And this, what, for South Africa?
South Africa, right.
Yeah. Yeah. They have no chance. All right.
Oh, they got some good distance runners, though.
South Africa does, yes.
Yes.
Big East interim commissioner says they're okay. They have no concerns about the fact the league is getting into a high level bowl game. The recent news the ACC renewed its partnership with the Discover Orange Bowl means the Big East remains the only conference among the current top six without a tie-in to the top level bowl games. As we pointed out, if I'm a bowl game, I don't offer to them. I'd rather have one half taken care of and the other half open.
Earn your way
in. I would not. Right.
Now, for example, Boise State wins the Big East, I would certainly seriously consider inviting them. And there are enough at-large bids available in the BCS Bowls. Thus, but if I were a major bowl, I would not want to tie myself down right now. And this is in part, I think you have to make choices. The Rose Bowl has Pac-12, Big Ten. That's the only one. Everybody else, the Big 12 goes to the Fiesta, SEC to the Sugar, and, of course, ACC to the Orange. Those other three, if I'm running those bowls, and this has nothing to do with the Big East, zero, I like the flexibility of being able to pick the other team. I like that part, that I would have the flexibility to pick the opponent to kind of give me a better matchup. Just a thought. That's a, you know, that's if I'm running it. Jeff doesn't want me running baseball, so I don't know.
You're gone. Gone from baseball. I know we're coming up on news, but a question that I wanted to ask you from earlier this week, there's been discussion by the tennis governing body of eliminating the grunting by tennis players in matches. Speak with Wimbledon championships coming up this weekend. I thought it might be a topic we might want to delve into in the next half hour.
Let's be honest about it. You want to know where it's coming from? Where it's emanating from? The fans.
Well, yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, guess what? They're your consumers.
They're paying the bills.
Okay? They're the consumers. They don't want to hear it. Thus, shut up.
Well, they have a thought. I'll give that to you after the news.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, welcome back. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, sponsors the Friday get-together. And also, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our hotline is powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. Our number is 1-800-795-9565 and love to hear from you. We've talked about a variety of things with our callers today, and we've had one good, strong caller after another. We are looking forward to hearing from you. And you have an idea.
I have an idea.
Always dangerous.
What idea do I have? I've told you a lot of ideas over the last several months, most of which you ignore. But
you said you had a solution, and it was...
I have a solution. What do I have a solution to?
It was your deal in the break.
What we're talking about, grunting in tennis?
Yes, grunting in tennis.
I thought that's what it was, but I wasn't sure. Yeah, it's not my solution. This
just gets painful.
But this is where I was confused. It's not my solution. This is what the Tennis Association has come up with.
You're painful.
The WTA says, to avoid the problem with grunting, we're going to have the younger players not do it.
No, you have to. You can't do that. You either have to have a rule for everybody.
Yes.
You can't go by seniority. Jeez, Roger Federer seems to do just fine by keeping his mouth shut.
Yes, if you're a Williams sister, it's okay. If you're one of the top 20, you're okay. If you're under the age of 20, then you can't do it. Yeah, that was the most ridiculous thing. That's why I said, I don't want to be attached to that idea at all. That was not my idea.
That's absurd.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it's absurd. I mean, after a while, you just sit back and go, who comes up with this stuff?
Now, I have not. I've played some tennis. I don't know if the grunting actually helps.
It does nothing.
I'd like somebody that's played tennis, you know, in high school or college or whatever, tell me that makes a difference. I can't imagine how it would make a difference.
Okay. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care. All right? The problem that they're having right now in tennis is that the fans that go to the events or watch on TV care. I've almost tuned it out over time.
Yeah.
Okay, which, whatever, that's fine. You kind of tune it out. I know I tune it out. I don't, you know, I don't really care. But here's the issue, Kev. The issue is as follows. Okay, the reason that it is an issue right now is not because the media brought it up and not because other players brought it up. It's an issue because, the consumer brought it up. It's the fans that brought up the issue. And that's a big problem. That's a gigantic problem. When your consumer is the one that brings up the issue. That's big.
You know, I would think the opposing player would have more of an issue. And it's been that way in the past. Monica Seles was probably the first one to do this on a regular basis when she would hit a forehand or a backhand, for that matter. And Martina Navratilova in a semifinal at Wimbledon actually complained about it to the chair, and they asked her to refrain from it, and then ended up losing that anyway. So Monica goes to the finals against Steffi Graf and got thumped because she felt it was because she wasn't allowed to grunt and she did not hit the ball as well.
You know, want to know why she lost to Steffi Graf?
Why'd she lose to Steffi Graf?
Because Steffi Graf's one of the greatest players ever and is just better.
She wasn't bad.
Especially on that surface. Steffi Graf talented. Is the last woman to win the Grand Slam. Okay? She lost to a better player. I mean, she could have screamed to high heaven. And guess what? She still would have lost by the same score. Unless you think that what you're doing is not just for you, but it's distracting to your opponent. Oh. Distracting. Right. Are professional sports too big? Actually, we'll talk about the subject of contraction. I, on the other hand, think there should be a slight expansion, but a cap. I think 32 is the ideal number for professional sports. And I think that one of the reasons that 32 is the ideal number is that you can have 8 four-team divisions in each sport. Now, football's at 32 now. Los Angeles is an empty market. If you have a franchise in trouble, you can go in that direction. I would not expand to 33 or 34 in the NFL. I'd keep it at 32. But if they want Los Angeles, they need to move a team there. And I think they have it down with the 8 four-team divisions. The NBA, go ahead, please.
No, I'm sorry. You can't, and this is a passionate one for me, you cannot eliminate a team just to eliminate a team. If that team can't function and cannot afford to play, that's a different story. But to eliminate a team or more teams just because you want your league smaller, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Baseball almost did it. They wanted to contract the Minnesota Twins and the Tampa Bay Rays. Now the Twins have a beautiful new ballpark, and I've been there. It is gorgeous. And have had some success, but this season and last season, no. Things have not quite, even though they have Justin Morneau has been hurt, and they have, you know, Joe Mauer and so forth. But they still do well at the gate now. Minnesota's stable,
right.
And they're good.
That's the difference.
Tampa Bay, on the other hand, struggles at the gate, but they have an excellent young team and a fabulous manager.
You know, if the owners can't afford
fabulous manager.
If the owners can't afford to play the game and have a team, then that's a different topic. But right. If you're just going to contract and like, okay, I'm going to throw darts and pick this one and this one, I'm sure it's more scientific than that, but it just doesn't make any sense.
In the NBA, I'd add two to get to 32. I think there's enough talent in the college game and so forth. They can sustain this. And so where would I expand to? Well, number one, Let's start with this premise. Los Angeles does not need two teams staying in the same building. I find that to be an absurd situation. Maybe financially it works great for Donald Sterling. I don't know. But you have Anaheim, which is close by. You could move them there. Also, I would put expansion teams in two spots. I would put one in San Diego. Clippers, of course, were in San Diego at one point. I put one in San Diego because San Diego State has revived that market. And the next point, one, I probably would put in Louisville, Kentucky, and take advantage of Louisville, Kentucky, and the fact that there's ravenous sports fans, basketball fans down there.
That's a basketball market.
I think between San Diego, Louisville, I would expand there. Now, before we get to baseball and the NHL, let's get a traffic update for everybody in the Valley and get everybody up to date. Kev?
Yeah, this just was handed from the newsroom from Rick Mason, the PennDOT spokesperson. In Snyder County, they are closing the right turning lane from routes 11 and 15 southbound to Roosevelt Avenue on the strip north of Selins Grove. A hole is opened up in the turning lane approximately 6 feet from the curb. Motorists are advised to be alert for the closure of this turning lane. Again, that's in Snyder County, with a right turning lane from routes 11 and 15 southbound to Roosevelt Avenue just north on the strip just north of Selins Grove. The turning lane will remain shut down over the weekend and until further investigation and repairs can begin on Monday. Southbound lanes of 11 and 15 will remain open to traffic. So again, southbound lanes of 11 and 15 remaining open to traffic. The right turning lane from routes 11 and 15 southbound to Roosevelt Avenue on the strip north of Selins Grove will be closed through the weekend, and it looks like into Monday at least.
As always, stay with your source, News Radio 1070 WKOK. And Sarah Bartlow will have an update on that story and much more during our news block that starts at the top of the hour, all on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's the second time that's happened along routes 11 and 15 in the area of the strip. That's in a different location, but second time that's happened in the last maybe a little over a year.
Right. So let's get back to, I wouldn't contract in any sport. I'd expand just a little bit because I think, you know, you have to have the right number, workable numbers. 32 is a workable number in sports, especially when you're looking at a multi-division setup. So I said in the NBA, I would expand to San Diego because San Diego State has done a great job of getting basketball fans reinterested in the game down there. They sell out games, every game San Diego State does. Maybe it's time to put an NBA team back in there. Number two, I look at Louisville, Kentucky. I thought back in the 70s when the Kentucky Colonels were part of the ABA, I thought they were going to be one of the teams that would automatically get into the NBA, and they didn't. And they drew very well in the ABA. So those would be the two markets there. If I were looking at the NHL, I'd actually go back to two places that never should have lost franchises to begin with. I would put teams in Quebec City, where the Nordique played, and in Hartford.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Hartford. I agree with you there.
Right, but Quebec, same thing. They sold out Le Colisée all the time. And Hartford played before 96% capacity. Canada should have another team. They deserve it. You know, all this Nielsen stuff and what it does. You know, I also think that the NBA and the NHL, in scheduling in a 32-team league, should make sure that you have a home and away with each of the teams on the other side of the bracket. That equals 32 games. In the NBA, that would leave you 50 left to schedule on your side. It would leave you 48 to schedule in the NHL on your side. But you do it in such a way because of the divisional play where you'd have more games against your division. You'd only have three other division rivals. So they'll keep those hot, intense.
You mentioned the NFL adding, and I think you're right. I think Los Angeles needs to have a team, both for the fact that it is a major metropolitan area and it's a good TV market.
Well, it's the number two market in the country.
Right. But I agree with you in having an even number of teams. Where would you consider another team? You may have said it and I missed it, but where would you consider adding another team besides Los Angeles?
No. I said it would have to be from the existing pool. I'd keep it at 32. It would have to be an existing team that moves there.
So you wouldn't add anymore. You would take something from somewhere. Now, the question is, which team struggles enough that a move like that would make sense without alienating the city that you're moving from?
Jacksonville.
What was the thought in expanding to Jacksonville when the NFL did that?
Up-and-coming market.
And I knew that was one of them that was on the bubble when they were discussing cities.
They were 30th at the time. And they're still the 30th largest. I think they might be the 32nd largest, 30th largest TV market. Because Green Bay obviously is last.
Yeah, you don't move that team.
Right.
That would be awful.
I mean, the NHL, for example, Seattle, Milwaukee are two interesting places. But I'm not so sure if Vancouver wants Seattle to have a team. And we already know that Chicago has the territorial rights over Milwaukee. All right? So you got to put it in places where, you know, and Quebec and Hartford make sense to me. In baseball, where do I put two teams in baseball? My two would be Indianapolis, which has turned out to be one heck of a sports town.
Yeah, that's a sensible one.
And doesn't have, you know, they have the Colts, they have the Pacers. They have all that open time in what's a really good sports town. The other one may surprise you, Buffalo. Buffalo came very close when Arizona and Tampa Bay got the expansion teams. Came very close. The Rich family put together a great bid. They have what Pilot Field, they call it, which is 19,000 seats. They know they can expand it quickly to 40,000 if they needed to. But I think that it would finally set up a natural rival for Toronto. And I think you could put, for example, Buffalo, Toronto, Cleveland, and Detroit all in the same four-team division. And I think you could get something going there. And I think it would be a great baseball market based on on stuff I've read about Buffalo's passion for the game.
That's an interesting thought. I hadn't looked at Buffalo, mainly because of the proximity of Toronto.
Right, but I think it would give a rivalry between Toronto, Buffalo, Cleveland, and Detroit as...
Oh, do you want to play baseball at Buffalo in October?
Well,
not to mention April.
They played the World Series in Colorado and Denver.
True.
Okay. I mean, Minnesota has an outdoor stadium now. They played the World Series in Detroit. That's not exactly the banana belt. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. But I'd cap it at 32. You can't have more than 32. Just like in college, I think a conference should have no more than 12. I think the SEC is going to run into a lot of trouble with 14. I really do. They're scheduling nightmares with 14. There's only so many games you can play. And I think it fouls you up. I think the SEC has too many teams. I never would have expanded the SEC. Even though now they have the Texas market, now they have St. Louis and Kansas City with Missouri. Okay, fine. I got it. But I think the Pac-12 gets it at 12. The Big Ten gets it at 12. For the ACC and the SEC, they're both going to be at 14. But I'll give the Pac-12 all the credit in the world. You know what separates them from the other conferences?
No.
They originally were the Pac-8, right?
Right.
They added Arizona and Arizona State. They took them from the WAC. And they changed it to the Pac-10.
Right.
And then when they took Colorado and Utah, they changed it to the Pac-12.
Correct.
When they expand, they give you the right number. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Proud to have them on board. From the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio and the Lenape Solar Hotline at lenapesolar.com, 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
96 degrees in the valley right now.
I actually did an egg out back in the asphalt for dinner tonight. Fried it without the pan.
Well, I'm certainly it brings a certain amount of iron and nutrients to it. All
it
right.
Does, doesn't it?
Wow. But a couple things, all right? Number one, and the great people of the valley, and we have the best, from Sealands Grove to Danville to Milton to Lewisburg, up and down, right? Sunbury. Take some time, check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay. Make sure they're in an air-conditioned situation.
Very good right? idea.
Please check in the elderly in the neighborhood just to make sure that they're okay in this oppressive heat. Number two, take good care of your pets. Don't keep your pets out too long. Make sure they have plenty of water as well. And make sure that they're cared for. Don't put them out and then forget about them. Make sure you put them out, get them back into the air-conditioned atmosphere as quickly as possible, and make sure that they have plenty of water too. So if you could do those two things, that'd be great, because as always, the valley pulls together, and when it's 96 degrees, we need people to pull together. And don't forget about the traffic situation as well that Kevin reminded you of earlier in Snyder County.
Yeah, that's the right turning lane from Routes 11 and 15 southbound to Roosevelt Avenue on the strip north of Sealands Grove, closed throughout the weekend. However, Routes 11 and 15 southbound is open to traffic.
Next week, Curtis Strange, two-time U.S. Open champion, will join us on the show Tuesday. We will preview the British Open, which will be coming up the week after that. Also, later next week, we're going to bring you to Lift for Life. We'll set up the show at the field itself, and then we'll get some Penn State football players on the show next week to talk and discuss how summer has been going for them. Happy?
I'm always happy. I'm always happy.
What are you talking about? You spent half the show bitter.
Yeah, but that's about that, that's about my teams. That's different.
I'm just kidding.
That's a whole different topic.
I'm joking.
Hey, I know we're running out of time, but I had to throw this in because, well, we know how I feel about NASCAR in general. But NASCAR had a suggestion made to, by one of its promoters that they should throw artificial green or yellow flags, which means in just a yellow flag after a long green stint just to tighten up the field. That has to be one of the dumbest ideas I have ever heard to go into NASCAR. Throwing a caution flag just to tighten up the field. Doesn't last that defeat the purpose of doing
the last,
this?
The last time I checked, wasn't the sport called racing?
Right. Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose?
I mean, you want to tighten up the field with a caution. I'm telling you right now, at 11 and 15, they tighten up the field every day at 5 o'clock.
Especially right before the holiday weekends.
Got that right. Everybody, have a safe weekend. Check on the elderly. Take good care of your pets. We'll beat the heat together.